Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, he won it all for us, hallelujah. He won it all for us, hallelujah. Yes, God. Come on, begin to worship. Begin to worship from your seats, amen, hallelujah. Just think about it, amen, his grace and his mercy, hallelujah. Let me give us that verse one more time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let me give us that verse one more time. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Come on, come on, come on. Yes, God, you want the victory, Lord, just for me, God. Hey, God. Clap my soul, yes, God. Ah. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Ah, clap my soul, yes, God. Yes, 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 yes. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, travail. Travail and press you, come on. Yes, God, come on. God, I want my soul, yes, God. He can see me in majesty, hallelujah. When you have the ability to worship him in spirit and in truth, tears will begin to flow from your very eyes because you are praising the Most High. You will have an uncontrolled experience with the Spirit of the living God. But you see, some people miss it because the key is that we must be what? Tap in into the spiritual realm before we even step into the church house. Meaning what? That my lifestyle must align up to the Word of God. My lifestyle must be in alignment with the Holy Ghost and with the Holy Spirit. Then when I enter into a pure atmosphere, I can't help but to join in with the assembly of the saints in worship. You see, I love what the Word says. The Word says, for men not to work out their own salvation. Meaning what? That we can do all we can do within the ministry. But on the outside, you can turn those lights on. If your life does not line up to the Word and prayer, we can have delivery service after delivery service, transformation after transformation, but it must be a mindset shift. Your mind must be renewed and transformed by his word. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, musicians. Amen for that beautiful praise and worship. So amazing. Amen. Can we give them a hand clap and hand praise?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. First off, we'd like to welcome each and every one of you, amen, to the Acts Church this morning. Amen. What an honor and a privilege it is, amen, to be in the house of the Lord just one more time. And I don't take it lightly, amen. I do not take it lightly. I thank God, amen, for allowing us, amen, to come together, amen, on one accord. It's something, amen, when the assembly of the saints come together.
Yes.
It's something when you have people, amen, that knows the power, amen, that God can give us on the inside. It's something, amen, when you have believers that come together, amen, that come together and they have a mindset to worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen. And I'm going to ask, amen, that everyone, amen, please pay attention. Amen. I know we can be distracted by our devices. We can be distracted by our cell phones. We can be distracted by a text message or a Facebook message. Amen. But I want to really, amen, encourage each and every one of us, amen, to be attentive. We won't be here long this morning. Amen. God is going to do a quick thing and a quick work this morning. But it's something, and I'm going to say this and I'm going to get into my word. It's something, amen, when we all come together in unity and on one accord. It's something, amen, that's special that actually happens in the spiritual realm when we all come together, amen, with one mindset. And that's just to see the advancement, amen, the advancement of the kingdom of God. And the number one thing what the enemy hates is when the saints come together, amen, on one accord, amen, under the power of the blood of Jesus, totally submitted unto God, amen, sold out, amen, for God, sold out to see his will done, amen, knowing that in the body of Christ, there's many members, amen, but there's still one body. Knowing and understanding that everybody's not going to have the same job. Everybody's not going to work in the same capacity. Amen. Everybody's not going to get the same boosting up of people. Everyone is not going to be noticed. Amen. Your name might not even be noticed. Amen. For such a time as this. Amen. But it's something when everyone comes together on one accord. And what we are beginning to see, amen, if you are paying attention to the weather, you are paying attention to the things that are happening in the natural realm, amen, you are paying attention to these things, amen, we have to understand that God is speaking to his people. God has given us signs, wonders, and miracles, amen, by the weather patterns. God is speaking, amen, with what is happening, amen, in the political arena. God is speaking, amen, with what is happening, amen, within our government. God is speaking, amen, and it was just so amazing. It was basically saying that the United States will be blacked out by the eclipse. If God is not speaking, and people have a tendency to take what we are seeing in the natural realm lightly. It's letting me know, amen, I heard a lot of people making fun of things that were going on and things that were happening. A lot of people don't have any intellect, amen, spiritual intellect as far as what's going on and what's taking place. And if we look throughout our churches throughout America, amen, the percentage of Christianity has dropped, has went on a steep decline over the past decade.
Amen.
This one of the most steepest declines of all time. Why is that? It's because the body of Christ, amen. The Bible says that even the very elect will be deceived. The great falling away. And people, amen, will be caught up and they will become lovers of themselves, amen. And love will wax cold for each other. And I'm going to get into my message here in a minute, but I just feel the need to say this. You see, from East Coast to West Coast, from North to the South, churches are emptying out. You hear me? I hear so many people saying, I'm churched out. How can you be churched out with the Creator? How can you be churched out with the one who created you? How can you be churched out with the one who gave you life? How can you be churched out with the one that causes your heart to beat, your blood to flow, and just one snap of his finger, you can be out of here? How can you come tired? How can you become tired, amen, with the assembling of the saints, amen? But when we come together, we encourage each other. We lift each other up. We check on each other, amen. We patch up the wounds, amen, from what we've experienced on the outside, amen. When we come into a loving capacity, amen, what we do, we encourage, we lift up, and we edify each other. But a lot of people have been despitefully, a lot of people have veered off course because they're listening to the wrong voice. And they're listening to the wrong voice, not only the wrong voice in their heads, but also the wrong people, amen, that have the ability to have an influence, amen. And what I mean by that, they will have a negative influence. And those people that tend to have a negative influence are those people who are closest to you. It can be your wife, it can be your husband, it can even be your children. So I have to ask, amen, why are we so quick to be influenced by people who are not operating and moving in the Holy Ghost? By people who are not operating and moving in the kingdom of God. By people who are not operating, amen, and is totally submitted unto the cross, amen, who are totally submitted, amen, up under the blood of Jesus, subject, amen, who are humble and thirst after righteousness. Why do we listen to these other type of voices? If we look at the church, the fire seems as if it is dwindling. But if we look at the weather patterns and we look at everything that's going on and we look at the things that's happening in America right now, amen, I believe that God is setting us up for one of the greatest revivals that we've ever seen.
Amen.
And Azusa prophesied, amen, Azusa prophesied, amen, many mighty men and women of God that were a part of Azusa. They prophesied, amen, that in this particular time, and we're a little bit past time, amen, from what they prophesied, but they prophesied one of the greatest end time revivals of all times. And they prophesied that what was going to take place is what's going to happen, because everyone talks about Azusa. But what they said was, if they think that Azusa was something, wait for this end time revival that is going to happen.
Yes, sir.
That means that greater things and greater works that we shall do and greater things that we should do as the approach of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ comes. But we must be in what preparation? We must be in anticipation. We must be training. We must be studying. We must be studying to show ourselves approved. We must be around the right people. We must be around the people who are going to edify us, who are going to lift us up, who are going to train us how to pray, who are going to train us how to intercede, who are going to train us, amen, the importance of understanding the word of God. That's where our power is going to come from.
Amen.
Because we are the church.
Amen.
Amen. This right here, this shell that we are in, amen, this building that we're in is where we assemble together only to talk about governing the body.
Amen.
Governing the body. So when we go out and we are out in public, when we are out doing what we're doing, we are the church.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So glory to God. I just want to share that real quickly. Amen. And I want, amen, as you look to your left and your right, amen, we see we have quite a few people missing. Amen. I want you to be praying for some people, amen. Pray for Rachel, amen. She's out sick once again, amen. Pray for her, amen. Also, we have the Favors that are traveling right now. They're in Dallas, amen, taking care of some business. Be praying for the traveling grace and mercy. Amen. Also, Sister Deborah, let us know, amen, that she has some family members that are out. Sister Kendra, her family, amen, are out with a sickness and an illness. Amen. And what I'm beginning to see, if we're not careful, we must understand that a lot of people are being attacked with sickness of infirmity.
Yes.
The spirit of infirmity, amen, has literally enlarged itself to where you begin to see new manifestations of sickness. You begin to see new manifestations of the new diseases that have never been discovered before. New things begin to manifest. What is the enemy doing? The enemy is trying to take people out of here, amen, by just allowing us, amen, to just take on these sicknesses, thinking that we can only defeat it with prescription. Now, of course, prescription is needed, amen, but prayer is also needed. Prayer and fasting is also needed, amen. So we must ensure, amen, that we have a divine balance to where we're not turning prescription into our God, amen, but we must make sure we have a chemical balance, amen, in the spiritual realm also.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. So pray for those people, amen, who are out, amen, who are not here this morning. Pray, amen, for your neighbors if you know, amen. Also, Jeremy's sister, pray for her strength also, amen. I know she had something going on with her tooth, amen. She also worked an 18-hour shift last night, so she asked us to be praying for her, amen. I pray that she's on with us Facebook Live, amen. And we also thank people from other states, other regions, amen, who are joining us this morning. Real quickly, amen, if you get out your Bibles, amen, turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy 28, amen, and 7.
And also
amen. Pray for him also, amen. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
If you get your Bibles, amen. Out very quickly. Amen. To the book of Deuteronomy 28:7. Deuteronomy 28:7. Amen. And when you have it, say, I have it. When you have it, say, I got it. When you have it, say, I got it. Amen. The Bible says that the Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. I'm going to read that one more time. Because upon reading that scripture, we all deal with spiritual warfare. Upon reading that scripture, I'm not trying to pump a prime or make anybody get excited, but we understand the capacity and the power that is in this word. Amen. It will make you leap off your feet to let you know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It will let you know, amen, when you thought you were defeated, you have, amen, the power to walk undefeated. Glory to God. So the word says, the Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. My God. Last night, people of God, if the whole world was watching one of the biggest fights in boxing history. One of the biggest fights in boxing history. One of the most biggest fights, amen, to make the most money ever. So what we had was last night, we had Floyd Money Mayweather, and he's one of my favorite boxers. We had Floyd Mayweather fighting against Conor McGregor. Now, we don't know, amen, our sports. Floyd Mayweather, amen, he is a boxer. He's been boxing for 21 years. He's been training since the age of 4. And then we have this guy named Conor McGregor, which is an excellent MMA fighter, mixed martial art fighter, amen, but they fight in an octagon. And these are two total different type of capacities of fighting. So then what we had was we had Conor McGregor challenge Floyd Mayweather to a fight, amen, this past year. And they've been working out deals to try to make this thing happen. And they finally made it happen last night. So if we look at boxing and we look at the fight that took place, you had two total different realms colliding with each other in the ring. Amen. So if you look at, amen, what Conor McGregor does, Conor McGregor, when he fights, amen, he's been trained to a capacity to only fight 3 rounds. He's only been trained to fight 3 rounds, but each round lasts for 5 minutes. That is a total of 15 minutes. Floyd Mayweather has been trained, amen, as a professional boxer to fight for 12 rounds. At the capacity of 3 minutes per round. And that is a total of 36 minutes per fight. And they have a tendency to go on longer depending on, amen, if there are point deductions, if there are certain things happening in the fight, it can be further delayed. So we have, amen, two people fighting against each other last night. And Conor McGregor, when he got his boxing license to even fight at this capacity. So he crossed over, amen, from mixed martial arts to cross over to boxing, amen, to fight Floyd Mayweather. And the only person he called out of everybody that was boxing was the greatest in the world. So in the sport of boxing, amen, it is very important, which is the key, amen. We have to be so strategic while boxing, amen. It's very important. Your training mechanism is very important to understand whether you have an undefeated record or you have a defeated record. Boxing is about strategic, amen, having strategy, training hard. Amen. It is about, amen, allowing no one to outwork you. And one thing I notice about Floyd Mayweather is that he has trained in boxing since the age of 4. And when I looked at that, he is now the age of 40. So from the age of 4, he has been trained with the right mindset, how to skillfully defeat your enemy. And then we have one person named Conor McGregor who has not trained as long as Floyd Mayweather. He only trained for 4 months, but he was thinking that he can defeat someone who's trained since the age of 4. Boxing professionally for 21 years. So McGregor trained for 4 months. When you enter this type of capacity, you must have the mindset that I must train harder than anyone else in the gym. And if we watch the weigh-in, if we watch what was taking place, Conor McGregor operated in the spirit of pride. He operated, amen, in the spirit of himself. And as I looked at, amen, Floyd Mayweather, when he's been here before. So he knew how to operate. He knew the capacity. He knew what to do, what to say, how to say it. But at the weigh-in, I noticed that Conor McGregor, and even leading up to the whole fight, Conor McGregor tried to manipulate the situation. He operated in the mindset of lasciviousness. He operated as a man out of control. He operated, amen, he basically tried to beat Floyd Mayweather mentally before they ever got into the ring. Yeah. What he operated in, amen, he was bashing, he was using racial comments, he was doing everything he thought he could do to try to beat Floyd Mayweather mentally before they ever stepped into the ring. But when I looked at Floyd Mayweather, he was sitting down, he had a humble mindset, and all he kept saying is, God does not make mistakes. And even before the fight, he put, God is my strength. He will lead me to this victory. When you look at the mindset of Conor McGregor, the mindset that he had was that I will be able to do this. I will be able to have the victory. I will be able to beat him. But he never once mentioned God. So if we look at the records, amen, Conor McGregor has lost 3 times. Floyd Mayweather, and this is in MMA, he's lost 3 times. This is his first boxing match. And Floyd Mayweather was 49-0. Meaning what? That he's never been defeated. Wow. He is the undefeated champion of the world. He's taken on the best boxers in the world. When people call him out, he took them on. And he defeated them strategically. People of God, what I want us to understand, when greatness is in you, people around you will get tired of seeing you win. People will get tired of seeing you have the victory. People will get tired of seeing you win time after time. And when the enemy comes to give you his biggest blow, you are still walking and standing. Because you understand what the word says. When the enemy comes at you one way, you know that God will make them what? Flee before you in 7 different directions. My God. You see, some people look at you and say, and they see and they ask, how does God bless and continue to move in your life? When I heard your marriage was breaking down, when I heard your finances wasn't looking right, when I heard your husband wasn't acting right, when I heard that you were going through all this hell, I was waiting for you to throw in the towel. But what they don't understand is that from year after year, month after month, I have been training with the Holy Ghost. I have been in training these trials, tests, and tribulations. I have been in training to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Because what happens is that unexperienced demons
demons want to come and step into your capacity.
Come on, come on.
But what they don't know is that you've been training for this all your life. And what they don't know is that God had preordained this already. My creator was Alpha the Omega, the beginning and the end. So when I walk and you see me, I walk undefeated already. I walk at the capacity of you thinking that you can beat me down mentally and emotionally and physically, and you can take all these tangible things. But what you don't know is that I have been fighting on my knees.
Come on.
I have been fighting in prayer. And when I'm down on my knees, it gives me stability. It gives me clarity when the enemy gives me his best move. But the moment I come out of God and I stand up on my own two feet, the enemy can defeat me. The enemy can shake me and rock me and knock me down. But when I'm training with the Holy Ghost, I must understand that the only way I will defeat him and continue to be undefeated is on my knees. Because when I'm on my knees, you can come and give me your best blow. You can give me your best blow. But when I'm on my knees, I am praying in the Holy Ghost, building up my most holy faith. I'm speaking in an unknown tongue. And I'm speaking in utterance that you don't even understand. And when I'm praying on my knees, understand one thing. I'm edifying myself. I'm building myself up. I'm training with the Holy Ghost. And I declare and decree as I'm praying that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. And God is giving me strategies as I defeat you in prayer. And I defeat you on my knees. I'm breaking down demonic strongholds. I'm breaking it down. I'm breaking things off of my life. You cannot defeat me. I want to let the enemy know as we are down on our knees, you can't shake me, you can't punch me, but I'm going to counterpunch you with prayers of the righteousness, because it avails much. I'm going to defeat you as I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. I'm going to beat you, letting you know that God is my refuge and my fortress, and him I will trust. I'm going to beat you looking upon the hills from which cometh my help, and my help comes from the Lord. I'm going to beat you.
Yes.
All right. On my knees.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna beat you totally defeated. I'm gonna beat you totally undefeated. I'm gonna beat you as I'm defeated up under God. I'm gonna beat you as I submit myself under God. I'm gonna beat you, and I have the ability when I am in total submission.
Jesus.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
When I'm in total submission.
Glory.
Then I have the power and the nobility to resist the devil, and he has to flee. Under my submission, walking humbly, walking humbly, you have the victory. My God, Jesus, have your way, God. My God, Jesus. You see, one thing, the enemy approaches you. The enemy approaches you. The thing is, he really doesn't want material things. He really doesn't want your house, your car, your finances. He really doesn't want your clothes. He doesn't want all. He doesn't want that. But he launches attacks. In this battle of life, he launches certain things to beat you down physically and emotionally. He plays mind games with the saints. He causes us, amen, if we are not rooted and grounded in God and we don't know who we are, amen, in the spiritual realm. We don't know, amen, we don't read our word. We don't know, we don't have identity in God. He can begin to what? Beat us down physically. He can beat us down to what we never tap into, what God has placed on the inside of us. We never tap into our destiny. We never tap into what he has called us to be. We never tap, amen, so then we die never fulfilling the calling of God on our lives.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you. So what am I saying? He's not after anything you are holding in your hand, your keys, your wallet, but he is after your soul.
Yes,
that's what he wants. He wants our soul.
Yes.
That's what he is after. He wants us to dwell with him in hell. My God. He is after our soul.
Yes.
That's why it's important that we are in the Word of God. We are praying and we are fasting. That's why it is important that we keep our mind on the things of God. That's why it's important that we seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's why it's important that right when I wake up in the morning, I am seeking God. I am seeking my Creator. I am seeking the Alpha, the Omega. I am seeking him. Because as I seek him, someone else is seeking me. Someone else is after me. That's why we must run this race. We must continue to run the race that was given unto you. We are to never to stop, but continue to run. Press towards the mark of the high calling of God.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
My God. So what needs to happen is that we must do battle on our knees.
Yes, yes, yes.
We cannot throw in the towel. We cannot give up. We cannot surrender. We cannot stop ministry. We cannot quit what God has already placed on the inside of us. So, Bishop, I understand your drive. You can't quit. You can't stop. So you gotta keep going.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
My God. Jesus. Jesus, my God. You see, the purpose of the flesh wanting to continue to operate, it wants to have full reign over us, is because there is pleasure in sin for a season. And a lot of our seasons have different timings. Some people can be dwelling in that season of sin 20, 30, 40, 50 years. But the only reason why they continue to dwell in that season because they have yet to train themselves or even want to come up under total submission of the Word of God and allow the Holy Ghost to convict them, to compel them to repent, to compel them. Amen. You don't have the victory in sin because what? For the wages of sin leads to death. So what happens is we have a lot of people in the body of Christ. All they want is a temporary fix. They want to be like Conor McGregor and only train for 4 months. They want to train for 4 months thinking that they have the victory. But then when they come around skillful, they come around people who's been trained for 40 and 50 years, they don't want to submit up under the man and woman of God. Because they don't want to be trained. They don't want to be trained. But all they want is a temporary fix. They want a temporary complex that my situation is fixed right now. So now what I can do is I can go out here by myself, remove myself from the, remove myself from up under the anointing. And now I can go out and I can defeat the enemy. But what they've opened up the door, hallelujah. They open up the door to the enemy what to come back in 7 more times. They open up the door to allow more legions to come into their lives. So the plan of the enemy is to get us out from up under the anointing. To not be trained, to not be skillfully trained, to not be submitted, to not, amen, get an understanding of how to defeat the enemy strategically. To not, amen, go 12 rounds, but all I want to do is fight 3 rounds for 5 minutes. But then you want to cross over into the spiritual realm without being trained. But it is the anointing, it is the Holy Ghost that teaches us the anointing. Teaches us how to flow, how to move, how to pray, what to say, what tongues, what dialect to speak in. It gives us the capacity, amen, to open up spiritually. It gives us the capacity, amen, to let us know how to war in the spirit. It gives us the capacity to know when to speak a prophetic word, when not to speak a prophetic word. It gives us the power and the ability to defeat the enemy by the the word of God and through prayer and through fasting. So we must be trained. We must understand that, amen, in order to be undefeated, I must train on a daily basis. I must meditate on the word of God day and night. I must pray. I must intercede. I must never leave my position of being on my knees. Because when I'm on my knees, I can remain undefeated in the spiritual realm. I can remain undefeated. Even though the enemy fights me day and night, on my knees, I can remain undefeated. Praying and fasting, I can remain undefeated. When I stay in Jesus, I can remain undefeated. When I abide in the blood of Jesus, I can remain undefeated. When I walk with Jesus on a daily basis, when I walk in the spiritual realm, I can remain undefeated. When I look to my left, hell is breaking all out. And I look to my right, hell is breaking all out. But when I dwell in the secret place, I can remain undefeated. When people come to my left and on my right and they say, do you see this? I say, oh my God, I see it, but I'm on my knees praying. So I know how to walk undefeated. I know how to give my family the victory because I'm on my knees interceding on their behalf. I know how to remain undefeated. People are saying, should you lost your mind a long time ago? Should you gave up a long time ago? Should you gave up the church a long time ago? But what they don't understand is that I'm on my knees, so I am undefeated. I have the victory when I stay and I abide under the power of God. I have the ability to walk undefeated. I might not have everything that I need in the natural, but I have everything I need in my spirit. I might not have everything I need right now, but I have all I need because I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm standing on the promises of God, even if I don't ever receive it or if I don't ever see the manifestation. I am standing undefeated. If I don't ever see it tangible, if I don't ever get it in my hand, I'm holding on to the promises of God. I'm staying on my knees so I can remain undefeated. Somebody say, I'm undefeated. Somebody say, I'm undefeated. I'm undefeated. You see, I woke up this morning and tell the enemy I'm undefeated. I might have a past, I might not have done everything right, but I'm undefeated. Why? Because I jumped out of my former self and I crossed over into Jesus. Because if any man be in Christ, he is a what? A new creature. So I now have taken on the power and the ability. I now have authority from Jesus. I have authority not for myself, but I am totally submitted unto the one who hung on the cross of Calvary, that shed his blood, that sprinkled the blood on the mercy seat to bridge the gap between humanity and God. If I stay under the cross, I can remain undefeated. If I stay under the cross and totally submitted, I can remain undefeated from unexperienced demons.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody say undefeated.
Undefeated.
I'm undefeated. I'm undefeated. I came to let the enemy know, no matter how many people show up, no matter how many people assemble with me, but I know if I got two or three that are gathered in the name, that are gathered with me in the name of Jesus Christ, all I need is two or three. I don't need a crowd. I don't need an entourage. All I need is two or three real people that are willing to train with me, that are willing to go to a battle with me, that are willing to fight and stand with me, that are willing to pray with me in the midnight hour, that are willing to answer my phone calls when I call at an awkward time, that are willing to intercede and let's go to the word. All I need is two or three.
Yes,
sir. I will be able to remain undefeated, undisputed in the spiritual realm. I will remain undefeated to declare and decree that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I can remain undefeated when I don't see things manifesting and looking right, but I can remain undefeated because I am submitted up under God to where I can remain undefeated. People of God, one thing we got to understand in this fight, that there will be bloodshed. That there will be bloodshed.
Yes.
When you're fighting in a fight, your corner comes over there and they patch you up.
Yep.
They put Vaseline on your eyes. They're making sure you're okay. They're making sure your gloves are okay. They're making sure you're hydrated. Uh-huh. That is what the Holy Ghost does.
Yes. Come on. Thank you, Lord.
That's what he means when you pray in the Holy Ghost, building up your most holy faith.
Yes, yes.
You are patching yourself up. The Holy Ghost is rubbing you down and getting you ready for another battle, getting you ready for another fight, getting you ready for another round. Because the one thing we got to understand, that we will go all 12 rounds.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
But we've been trained for this. You must be trained if you are going to have the victory. You must be trained. Somebody say, trained under the anointing.
Trained
up under the Holy Ghost. One last thing before we close. I want a lot of us to take our hands. Even though we're in the fight, we must take our hands off of the fight.
That's it.
Even though you're in the fight, you're not going to have to lift another finger.
Glory.
You're not going to have to think of another thought.
Thank you, Jesus.
But when you are submitted, we already know who fights our battles. God said, vengeance is mine. Let God, let the Alpha, the Omega do the fighting.
Yes.
And you remain fighting on your knees.
You.
So you can remain undefeated in the spiritual realm. All you got to do is tell the enemy, you ain't fighting me. Because when you see me, you should see King Jesus on the inside of me. Because greater he that is in me than what? He that is in the world. So when he draw blood from punching you, all you got to let him know is all you did was spew out the blood of Jesus. When you see blood coming from your eyelids, it is not your own blood, but it is the blood of Jesus. And when the enemy sees the blood spew from you, he should get afraid, knowing that the victory is already won. When Jesus said, oh death, where is thy sting? When he hung on the cross and he said, no man taketh my life, but I have the power, amen, hallelujah, I have the power to lay it down and to pick it back up. That sounds like an undefeated battle to me. So we have the ability, amen, to operate in that same capacity.
Hallelujah.
My God. I want you to know, people of God, that the fight that you were in, the battle that you were in, you're not at round 12 yet. Don't be like an untrained fighter thinking that he's ready for a heavyweight fight. If he has not trained himself adequately to take on the fight of the enemy. This fight has already been preordained. He says in his word that we already have the victory. So all we have to do is take our hands off of the fight, even though we are in the fight. And all we have to do is walk in the plans of God. All we got to do is war in prayer. All we got to do is continue to pray and fast. You see, when we war in prayer, as I said before, it gives us stability against the enemy. My God. Stability against the enemy. So one thing I want you to know, whatever you are going through, whatever you are up against, whatever you are fighting against, God does not make mistakes.
Amen.
He doesn't make mistakes.
Amen. That's right.
You see, what the enemy doesn't understand, what Satan doesn't understand, that he's already been defeated twice. He's been defeated twice. He was untrained, uneducated, didn't even have the capacity to fight against God in heaven. So God defeated him in heaven.
Yes.
Then he falls to the earth realm. And then Jesus comes on the scene.
Yep.
Picks up the cross for the people.
Yes.
Sheds the blood on the cross of Calvary.
Thank you.
So if we continue to abide in God and we abide in Jesus, which is our Lord and Savior, we can remain undefeated. And we can look at the enemy and say, God does not make mistakes. Because I'm at the feet of Jesus. And I'm undefeated.
Undefeated.
Somebody say undefeated.
Undefeated.
Amen. Stand to your feet. Glory to God. So, Christian, give me some music, please.
Give me Spirit Breakout. That'll work. I love that song. Yeah, get on the drums.
All right.
Hallelujah. Someone say, I'm undefeated.
I'm undefeated.
Shout it like you mean it. Say, I'm undefeated.
I'm undefeated.
Let the enemy know that I'm undefeated. And that I've already got my welterweight belt. I'm already walking in victory. They've already paid me my millions. They've already paid me my millions in the spiritual realm. Lift your hands, people of God. Begin to let the enemy know that you're undefeated. Begin to pray. Begin to intercede. Begin to cry out, amen. Begin to just say, Lord, I'm undefeated, God. Lord, I'm undefeated as long as I remain in you. Lord, I'm undefeated long as I stay in total submission. Lord, I'm undefeated long as I abide in the cross. Lord, I'm undefeated, God. My finances might be looking funny. My marriage might be looking funny. I might not have everything that I need, but I'm here to let the enemy know that I'm undefeated and that no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Yeah.
I'm here to let the enemy know that you cannot have my mind because I'm undefeated. You cannot have, amen, you cannot kill me physically because I'm undefeated. Oh, death, where is thy sting? It has no power. It has no power. Begin to let the enemy know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Begin to open up your mouth and begin to speak victory over your life. Begin to speak victory over your situation. Begin to speak victory, 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 victory. Let the enemy know that I'm undefeated. I'm undisputed. I am the heavyweight champion of the world. I'm undisputed. I'm undefeated. You cannot defeat me. I have the victory. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, people of God. Travail out, travail out. Open your mouths, open your mouths. Be hunger, 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 and thirst after righteousness. Hey, but I might say, oh, those soul. God does not make mistakes. Come on, 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 come on. Press in, press in, press in. A couple more minutes, couple more minutes. Spirit break out. Spirit break out. Undefeated. Undefeated. I'm undefeated. I'm undefeated. I'm letting the enemy know this week I'm undefeated. I'm undefeated. I count on you with my prayers. I count on you when I read the word. I count on you when I fast. I count on you when I warn the spirit realm. I count upon you. God, I'm so big. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on. Come on, people. I got a couple more minutes. A couple more minutes. Hey, God, I'm so big. Hey, God, I'm so big. Yeah. Already, just know that you already have the victory. Declare the creed, walk in like you have the victory. You're undefeated. You're undefeated. You're undefeated. You're 50 years old. That you are a part of a winning team. You are a part of the body of Christ. You have the victory. You have the victory.
Spirit breaking.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. Yeah. spirit breakout, spirit breakout, spirit breakout, spirit breakout, spirit breakout, spirit breakout, 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 breakout. Continue.